여기 모디라산 이스만디 아스메 로토 퀘션 스메
But they have not yet finished this Pupakarana, Pupakichan, or process experience, nothing.
Oh, so you
yeah, is what Bodhidharma told. Oh. There are of many explanations to be, because in Vinaya notes there are many explanations.
Oh.
They did not finish.
Okay. So now, next through, it is
85.
Now, today, yesterday, who is Tuma? Turu, you finished yesterday. That means today is Indaratna.
Thank you. Can you get it with the Ganga Vidarni?
No, no, no.
Thank you.
Okay, now regarding entering the village in the afternoon, that means after 12 o'clock like that. So then if one needs to do so, one has to inform other monks or another monk that he is going to the village. This is the practice here also. Because of this rule, it says that without informing another monk, present monk, one should not enter the village in the Vikala, in the afternoon, or in the night also.
Present monk? Yes.
And that's where the present monk, you can see him. It's a monk, there are no monks, you don't need to inform. But there are monks at the monastery, you should inform. It is one monk, two monks, you need to inform. Santandi, it is a Pali Santandi.
Yes, Santandi.
So the one now, after you become a bhikkhu, if you want to, for example, go to the doctor in the afternoon somewhere, you have to inform other ones, or another one, if you see. Any other one can support, you have to inform. But this is on, as well, not only about any other one, you have to inform your upachaya also, acharya. For example, your nisaya acharya, you have to inform him also. That is a duty. So even if you go together with another monk or together with other monks, so then you should inform each other that we are going to enter the village.
Yeah. 如果你计算是说这个另外一个比例起的话，那你们两个人互相提醒，就是我现在这是六岁。
Except if there is some urgent reason. For example, you have been bitten by a snake and you want to run to a doctor, no problem, run. And same time also, okay, if you have any questions?
Chaitanya Kachanta Satera Adinata Yarishwamita Chaitanya Vedita Pacificum Diswa Apaj. Okay, he's asking about the last sentence. Maga Anuka Anuka Charanta Sakhanda. After here.
For example, if one takes the permission to travel through this road in the village, okay?
To take the permission from, because here the permission is not mentioned. To take permission from whom?
Permission means from another bhikkhu.
From okay.
Apuchitaba. Apuchitaba means you get permission. So
okay.
You inform. That's called. If you, for example, see a bhikkhu. See people on the road, as of what, and you inform that, oh, you want to enter the village, as called, and then you see people, so you inform him, you ask permission that I want to enter the village. So then, while on the road you are, and so forth, you have to travel a certain road, through the village. So as long as you don't get out of this road, so you don't need to. If you see another bhikkhu, you don't need to ask again.
Okay.
So, but once you change the road, you do a different village, different direction, and so forth. Then it's called it's bachitya. If you see another bhikkhu, you don't inform.
So the translation is wrong. This is the Christian translation is wrong.
Magga Anukama. Anukama does not get out of the road. And, and he walks una puchana kichanati. There is no any need to ask again.
Okay.
Ask again to inform another one. But once one gets out of that road, so then it is pachitya in this aforesaid way.
Okay.
Aforesaid means if you see a bhikkhu, you don't inform him, it's pachitya.
Okay.
Because now you're in a new road.
Yes.
You're a different road.
So the problem is this, this thing that you But the problem is, the word entering into, from Okamati. So I think if here maybe it means if this monk have not entered that world, then he doesn't have to inform other people to say.
Well, I don't imagine a mango. That's in the middle of the village. There is a mango. It's a road.
Yes, yes, yes.
If he goes by that road,
mm-hmm.
And he thinks, I will go for collect oil export,
okay.
And see, he is a bhikkhu, he should ask him.
Yes,
Magga Anukama. Now this mago, it is in the middle of the road, Anukama. Without entering the road,
it's not necessary to
without entering the road, it's not necessary to ask again.
Again?
There's no need to ask.
Again? Before already asked? No. Oh, okay.
Maka ask. Without entering the road.
Yes.
Kanakacha. He tells in the middle of the village there is a road.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes.
So, a monk who goes through it,
So the middle of the village, the village is the village, the road. So now, if one the monk who goes through it, okay, and he sees the bhikkhu, you should inform. So then, and then.
So this monk is already in the village.
Sati tena gachanda sa. Vitin otaritva pana pikundiswa apujanaki.
Shma?
Yo pana, gama maje.
Okay.
So then, in the middle of the village, there is a monk. So then if a monk who goes there, goes travels to that road, he thinks, I will walk to collect oil. So then, and he sees a bhikkhu, he should inform him. On this road. He sees a bhikkhu here, somehow he sees a bhikkhu on the road. He should inform him.
Magganugama, if he does not enter the village, if you translate, if he does not enter the village,
the village or the road.
He does not enter the road and goes, he does not need to ask again.
Ask again.
But if he enters that road, if you translate enter, it is bachitya. It doesn't make sense.
Yes, but if
you translate the other way, if he steps down the road, goes another road. He does not step down the road. Anukamani, if he does not step down the road.
Okay.
And he travels along that road, he does not need to ask again.
Okay.
But if he steps down the road, so then and he goes different path, so then he it is pachiti offense, I therefore said way. So then, I have to check someone about that. Then in that case it makes a little bit sense, but I don't know.
Yes. Because the thing is, the PTSD dictionary it gives some those called examples, entering the past, something, and also Nibbana or Kamana, something like that. That means entering Nibbana, something. So it seems very tricky.
Maganugama, Pika, Saranza, Punavisa. Aparikita zilama upachara.
Mago
hoti. Tena gachanda si jala dvika ichara. Samiti chiti upane. Sache pase piku aati apuchi taba apuchi tva charita. Okay, same. Maga no kama. Pika ichara nisa. Pana apuchana kicha nati.
It's the same thing.
Aparikita zilama upachara. It's different. Let me see the Kandaverni Tika.
This is number
3.
Didn't tell anything. Okay. Anyway, I will follow your explanation and explain to you.
I don't know. This is strange, no? Because there are alternative nidokas.
Go down into maybe this is the
first beginning, but in down into what does not descend, step down,
Step down.
Kamati. Yes, yeah, step down.
Step down, okay, then that means, okay, step out of, we can translate like that.
Yeah, that is, this makes sense.
Yes, yes.
What 它是那个你把那个被入道路而行的改成被出道路而行的然后后面那个入道路而行的改成出道路而行的然后你看这块就是很容易理解就是这样的它说这个孙中央它是这个是水河道路然后这个是这个然后这个地方在这块上走然后那个当时它可能就是那个它刚刚开始在走它没有记错但是在那个路上 在路上走，顺着那儿想，然后我骑那个骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑骑
你看，我巴利语他在这边有个在字，然后这边有在主副知识，就是说他吃那个比库之后，然后他没有出那个道理，也就是说没有在主副知识，没有在主副知识是什么意思？就是说他在他没有出道的情况下，然后已经通知那个比库，假如说再遇到另外一个比库，他不需要再通知另外一个比库，是这个意思。然后呢，如果说出道的时候，就是说你最后已经出道的时候，他出了这个道路的话，那他如果说再遇到其他比库，他又没有通知，他还没有通知的话，那就换八三六，就是这个意思。
前面的不需要，
对，就不需要再通知。你还在那条路上走，前面已经通知过了，然后你还在那条路上走，不需要再通知。
那就是说，
无需
你翻译上没有。
嗯。
无需
你
翻译上没有。
对，就是说没有，因为它实际上工作这个词是义务的意思，就比方说你那个，他如果看那个巴里语那词，它就是和那个巴蒂摩卡实现义务。是同一个词，也就是说你没有这个义务，这工作翻译是有点问题。
不是，
he asked permission again.So then, but then if he goes along that road, no problem. He travels along that road, no problem. He does not, if he finds another people, that road does not need to ask again permission. But if he goes down this road, if he goes this way, and he finds another people, he has to ask the link permission.
就是让给大家再大画个图，然后他说这条路是孙中央说这条路就指这条大路，指这条大路。然后一个比库在路上走的时候呢，然后他想进村那个去起油了，然后他在这路上碰到一个比库，然后碰到第一个比库，然后他就对这个比库那个通知说我在非时入村了。然后呢，他就是做完这个通知之后呢，比方说他以后他就一直沿着这条大路走，然后在大路上碰到是这个比库。那他不需要那个再跟这个比库说我在这儿不行。但如果说他改了自己的路，在半道上他走到另外一条路，然后在这个地方碰一个比库的话，那他想如果不想来马其店的话，就要通知这个比库。
这些路都是还没进城的时候，都是在村外，是吧？
不是，这
花粗野
路。So he's asking that So the whole part of the road is inside the village or outside the village?
Can be also, because now this is like that, inside the village now.
Okay.
So then he's inside the village. Now he continues now. Now if he goes outside the village, but still it's not a monastery. Okay. Then another village might start. Okay, another village might start.
Okay.
But it's the same road.
Okay.
Okay. Can be the same road. Okay. But then he can travel on that road because these two villages are connected with some road.
Okay.
He can travel from this village, he could permission to travel in the village, therefore he can travel to the next village. But if he changes the road and this goes to a different village, so then and he finds another bhikkhu there, he has to inform that bhikkhu.
他说这个就是我们问你，假如这个地方这条路是那个村以内，然后呢，那么这部分路我们说是在村以外，就是我们假设这种是在村以外，然后呢，但是虽然村以外，但是他也不是四院范围，他可能还是以外。然后假设就是说，那个这条路他在碰见那个第二个比库时，已经是另外一个村落了。你按说，那说算是就是，也就是说，他通知那个，他通知前一个比库是第一个村落，他那个他遇到第二个比库是已经在第二个村落，但是由于这两个村落是由于那个是同一条路连在一起的，所以他不需要通知第二个。但如果说他是改了路了，然后走这条路，然后到另外一个村落的话，那就需要通知这个意思。
那我几天确认一下。就是说，前面饭店说，就是说，寺院里面没有别的比库，这个比库不管是上座下座，只要他比库通知一下，有比库通知一下，不管上座下座就可以进村了。
对他完全没事的，就是上座下座
了。对，这是一个问题。还有就是说，如果没有比库，我直接进村了，因为不需要通知了嘛。
你不是你第一个问题和第二个问题区别什么？
第一个问题就是说， 有比库，不管他上坐下坐，我要跟他说一下我进城就可以了。第二个是有只有我一个人，没有其他比库，我直接进城就可以了。
对。
还有就是说，如果两个比库同时进村，互相说我们进村了，这两个比库也可以进村，其他比库，那整个市就不知道这两个人去干嘛了，是这个情况。就是这种情况，就是离遗址的情况，因为没有离遗址，你要去跟界师或者遗址师说一下的。
不是离遗址的概念，是那个是
五年以后，五年以后的情况。
啊，
五年以后的情况。
不是，不是离那个你离遗址，这就是说你那个离遗址的概念，好像是在那个名相的时候，那个他得过一个名相才算你离开遗址。就是比方说你是，上午出去，然后下午回来，这不算离遗址，就是说不这不算你离开遗址时。
哦，就不需要跟遗址师说。
我你进村是那个需要跟遗址说，但是需要跟遗址说的原因并不是因为你离开了遗址师，而是你对遗址师的一个义务。
哦，
明白了。
我不是说离遗址，我是说就是说非师进村，不管过不过名相，都得跟遗址说，是吧？
对。
那您刚才说是您刚才说那名相是那个回来再重新求遗址的那个事情。
对对对，我说那个事情。
但是五年，
破遗址，我说是破遗址，我像我离遗址和破遗址，我这样说，我说是不会破遗址。
那我就问你，五年之内我跟遗址师说一下，我就可以入村了。
啊。
五年以后我离遗址了，
啊，
就不用再去立国关在这里，我直接可以走进去了。
So he's asking that, so if this this bhikkhu is more than five of us, and is already going, something like that. Then in that case, he doesn't have to inform his Nisa Acharya, because he doesn't have any Nisa Acharya.
Yes, if he is, that is the same thing. But this applies for every bhikkhu. Sometimes your Acharya is not there, but you want to enter the village. You have to inform another bhikkhu.
他说你那个通知遗址师呢，当然是只适用五宝塔以下，但是如果说那个如果这个通知其他比库是适用一切，
就是说我跟乌川那天都要出去了，我们两个说互相说，
对对对，
我们进去，
他就
不要紧的，对吧？
对，他就这么说的。
OK， 那还有一个问题，现在的村落是不是也包括城市啊
？He said that is a city also considered as a gama city.
Yes, yes, everything. Gama is any inhabited areas. There is no monastery. So then inside the monastery, no problem. You can inside the monastery, the kala, you go from one kuti to another. Here Navayani, you can go from your kuti to the matal side. The kala, no problem. You don't need to ask anybody. But once you go outside of the boundary of the monastery, all is at village, cities, towns, everything is included.
So boundary means including the upachara of the
monastery. Yeah, upachara of the monastery. Now, for example, here it is, you go towards up to the Bodhi tree. If you go from that and so forth, that is village. From the Bodhi tree onwards. So then, if you, I don't know, from Matalipeti, they might have other boundaries. I don't know. So then, you know, then you are going so village with the Matalipeti. Or in the afternoon, you go after the Bodhi tree, you go because you want to meet some friends. You have to inform another people. Yes, well, then you want to meet a friend after 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So then, you want to go to Dhammikara in the afternoon. So, Antararam is not a good, but Antararam means real Arama and so the monastery of where bhikkhunis are living. Bhikkhunis are
bhikkhus. Okay.
Therefore, now Dhammikarama is just name. If you want to go to Dhammikarama, because this is just, we regard this as not a monastery such. It's not real ordained
bhikkhunis
living there, or samanya in the sense of that. So therefore, if you want to go to Dhammikarama in the afternoon, you have to go to ask permission. Inform someone.
Okay. 然后他说那个，他说是这样的，然后说这个那个，他说这个首先这个地方村落呀，就是指那个寺院经营处之外的所有都算村落，寺院经营处。然后以龙树中间讲的话，就是这个地方就是那个门外这边有菩提树，就是这往这个方向走有菩提树。他说龙树中间经营处是从那个地方那算，也就是说你过了那个菩提树，那个就对那个就是村落。但是这只是下院的，那个是后山那边什么样，他说他不知道，就是那个是什么山后山经营处，然后你们可以自己看。然后那个，然后他也说，比方说你要，但是你比方说你要去那个去，你说下午你要先去见一个朋友， 然后你那个你们戒名利人已经是在那个菩提树以外了，那你就要去这个戒名，是你下午要去这是政治寺。说政治寺它不是个适当的寺院，因为这个地方是说的那个可以不需要修学那个比库尼的住处，而政治寺实际上他没有真正的比库尼，所以说这个还是要修学。
但是他不是说外道卧住处吗？那算是外道吧？那里不是我说的外道，就是说那里有北传的仪式的呀。
对啊，外道。
关注点，
看微信。
关注点，关注点，就是。
OK。
外道不是贬义词，只不过是佛教以外的其他的一种修行的一个宗教和不是贬义词。
对。一定是被告了吧？
嗯。那。Okay, so he's telling that of course this the Dhammika Dharma it is not Bhikkhuni Upasaya, but can this Dhammika Dharma be considered as a Titiyasi?
Yes.
Titiya means of other religion, people of other religion.
He's telling that because there are Mahayana Bhikshun is there, so it is other religion. This is his logic.
Okay. Because Mahayana Bhikshun is a Titiya.
Yes.
Other religion. But it's mixed, no? Mixed.
Yes.
It's mixed.
Mixed.
So, okay, I don't know, I suppose we can, if you like, you can consider like that, no go.
Okay, pass.
But till you don't get five
vasa,
you ask the Pajaya.
Understand.
After you get five vasa, you can go to Arama, Dhammikarama. Okay.
If you want to ask
the Pajaya, please ask the Pajaya. Okay. I have to ask 95页。在俗人家的房屋或打坐堂行了十事之后，而想要行乞游或乞读书，假如见到路旁有比库，则应当嘱咐。在没有看见其他比库，就可以直接前往。在入了街道，就入了道以后，没有比库，看见了比库，也不用去跟他说这个事。这里第一个比库啊，根本不认识的，也可以。班爹或者班爹，我入村了，人家觉得怪吧？
他这个地方比库，他有时候认识吗？
所以说我要问你，这个比库是一定要同寺院的，还是就是比库？你一定要过去跟他说一下，班爹，我要入村。
So he's asking that in this case, I mean, for example, in this case, so this month he missed the first people, and he has to inform him. He's asking that.Does this bhikkhu has to be a bhikkhu he knew before? Or can
be
a bhikkhu? Any bhikkhu. He said that in this situation, there is no bhikkhu. It's
not a bhikkhu. You just see him wearing a Nan Quan, you just run away from him. You don't have to go
to Nan Quan. You don't have to go to Nan Quan.
You have to go to Nan Quan.源不通那怎么办？就是说我换一个比库，还是当这个比库不是比库，就不做主妇之事，因为语言不通嘛。
So he's asking that, so what should he do if he has a language barrier with that比库?
Can take dictionary. Dictionary is a word and find proper word to tell it.
你问半天是不可以，就当他不是就是可以沟通过来跳过不行这个事不犯。我想问的是这个，不是跟他开玩笑说。
So he's asking that is it allowed to pass these people and regard these people as not people.And then try to find another bhikkhu who has no language barrier with
him. So then you just tell him that I'm telling like that with the hands. So then the other people knows, if he knows the rule of what, you understand, ah, okay, you're good. Oh,
okay, okay, okay.
So again, Kaka returning. So, okay. Akura Gureva, Asansa, up to here, Nati.
It says that if one, for example, one goes to a Kulagare means in a family's house, family's house, and or in the dining hall inside the village, okay? So then, and after finishing the meal, that means to go to that house, of course, you take permission, okay? First, you take permission to go to the house. If it is in the Vikala Dhara, if it is not in the Vikala Dhara, because now you eat, no, this means it is not in the Vikala Dhara. It is in the Kala,
okay.
In the morning, you go, okay. And after finishing the meal, let's see, after almost 11:30, 12 o'clock, you finish the meal, and then you think, oh, now I will, it is already time, 12 o'clock past. So, 12 o'clock past, so then you think, oh, it's still time, it's not necessary to go to the monastery. It's Vikala. So then I will go to collect some oil for so on. And one enters now the village from there, one is already in the village.
Already
in the village. And then after 12 o'clock, one thinks, I will go for a trip, I call, to collect some oil. So then, now one enters in the Vikala now. One travels inside the village. So if one sees a bhikkhu during the Vikala, one should inform. Inform the bhikkhu. Okay. If he does not see anybody, one can go. No problem.
Doesn't see any bhikkhu? Any other bhikkhu?
Any other bhikkhu.
The last sentence.
He goes out of the road of the village. It should be like that. And then because one wants to return to the monastery, so in that case, if he sees the bhikkhu, another bhikkhu, it's no need to ask him permission, because one's intention is to go out of the village and so not and go to the monastery. Vitinutarifaya steps out of the road, of the village road, steps out of the village road, with intention probably to return to the monastery. So then it's not necessary to ask another bhikkhu. Because one goes to the Antararamana, one goes to the next monastery. His intention is to go there. There's no no need to ask.
然后他说那个就是说这个最后一句话前面都黑理解，然后这个问题就关于最后一句话前面都黑理解，然后这个问题就关于最后一句话，同样是前面一样的错误，那个如果不是说这样给人出了结的，对，
出了街道意思是出了村落里边这街道。
出了村落还要去主户干什么呢？
你听我说，他这个呀，就是说这个米库呢，或者说呢，他已经在这个村落起不到，他想离开这个村落，或者说他已经起了，他已经得到满足了，他想离开这个村落。然后他离开这个村落的原因，一种可能是他想回到自己寺庙，另一种可能他想去另外一个寺庙。那么在这个情况下，他出了这个村落街道之后呢，他以上面说这两种东西，哪怕以后在这个路上再遇到其他米库，他也不需要再要下去休息。
他不是就是回寺院或者去其他寺院吗？
不是，他一开始是为了起，他一开始不是为了起油吗？
对，起好油以后，他出了这个村庄。
对，
他的目的地是回寺院或者是
其他寺院。对，
那这个根本不需要，就算碰到比库，也不需要说什么。
对，因为是这样，因为你前面的村落，你可能没有遇到比库。你可能在整个就是在那前面，你前面你可能在飞石已经进了村了，你前面你在飞石你已经进了村了，但是你在那个过程中你可能你没有其他比库，因为你没有见到人，但是然后来你后边你进完村之后你已经出来了，然后你就没有必要
再。我明白了，也没有主妇之事，他的意思说本来是要主妇的，
对，但是
你在后面再看到就也
对，因为你已经出了那个需要主妇翻。
我这个翻译翻的一塌糊涂，
但是他只错一个词，
就是不用主妇了。
对，就是不用。
对，也没有，所以说你要跟前面
不是他，对他实际上就是他那个主妇之事和那个都是工作，就是一个词义务，就是事先义务的词。如果他说义务的话，我觉得可能你们理解的容易一点。
我觉得他说成也不用主妇就完了。
不是他那个，如果他直译的话，应该说也没有义务，也没有主妇的义务，这样翻译也会好一点。你说没有主妇之事就好了。
最后一个，
对，
我去科伦坡的寺院，或者去什么寺院，看任何其他的城市的寺院，这个是不犯的，因为
寺院街，
对，在前往寺院之前，村中有寺嘛，
对，
城市里面有寺，
对，
就可以了，
对，
对吧？
对。他刚说的也是这个意思，就是哪怕你刚才出了村，你不是回自己寺院，然后去另外一个寺院，这也没问题。
但是他不说了嘛，达米卡不算寺院。这个达米卡算寺院吗？
他刚开始给你回答这个问题，他说那个，因为达米卡
他说不是比库尼的住处，
对啊，
但没有说是不是寺院。
他说达米卡那个是佛教徒外道很多地方，就是说你他实际上因为你问的达米卡可不可以去，你的意思就是
我现在问题寺院，寺院有很多寺院，有北传、藏传、南传，就是这个寺院是一定要是同级，就是同一个系别的派别的寺院，还是不同的都可以。
So he is asking that, so for this Antararama, so this Ararama must be a Theravada Ararama, something.
No, there is also non-Theravada Aramas, but it is like monastic, it's a religious place, no? For example, for other religions.
Okay, then Dabiharama is a logo, you know, he's asking again.
That is the thing now, because I don't know, you can't tell Titya, you can't tell Arama, it is, if they are Mahayana bhikkhunis, you can go if you like.
No, I just want to know the temple, which temple we can, no offense, go to, which temple?
Which kind of temple?
Yes.
Maya, 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 Maya Arama means Bhikkhu Arama. Arama is for Bhikkhus. Bhikkhuna Upasanya is for Bhikkhunisa. Therefore now, according to that, you can't classify now this Dhammikarama as Bhikkhuni. They are not Bhikkhuni, I told you. But if you classify as Titasayan, of course, Titasayan. So then, okay, if you like, because Mahayana Bhikkhuni is no problem.
Okay.
那这个寺院到底什么意思？喷人寺院就是比库住寺院。对，他说是比库达上的寺院，对吧？没说比库达上的寺院，他说他是就比库的寺院。对，就是说南传的，他的概念比库嘛就南传。对对对，就这个意思。
但是就是说后面又有个外道作恶树，就把全部的寺院全部包括进去了呀。
对，是这样。
OK OK，
甚至不一定是寺院。
对 ，OK OK， 明白。
那个大学那个不在八年嘛，在那个对界释义里边，对界释义，对阿舍离义，对一直释义等等等等，你可以看那个什么，看那个。
这个是放弃还是？
梵文洛特。对，你可以查那个在大品第一章那个大前面。
那他这个是不是这样的概念？就是说，如果比如说我跟那个卢梭兰达，我们两个到另外一个地方去，到另外一个地方去，如果想要在弥散以后回来的话，那必须要复制仪式。
不是，你不管你是不是在弥散之后回来，你都要复制仪式。然后你只不过弥散之后回来，你要重新求仪式而已。对，你破了仪式，破仪式。
Now, was not that now?Lay people if they meet you on the road, they tell, good morning, how are you, hello, they tell these kind of words, you know, meet you, hello, how are you. Now, monks usually should not tell such things, okay? So, but they can tell, I'm going to the village, I'm going, there are rules, I'm going to the room, I'm going to the village of Vikala. This is okay, because it's not harm. So then, not that,you see another people, you just make Anjali, for example, like Anjali, or how you want to work. It's not necessary. These are necessary things.
Okay.
We tell him, I'm going to the village, I'm going to Dhammikaram,
okay.
I'm going to this place, and so on. This is okay to inform the people. You don't need to inform how you want to work, ask him how you. These are important things, I'm going to the vineyard.
他说那个去世先见面的时候，然后先生说早上好啊，你好啊，这种话。然后他说那个出家人见面，可以不需要这样，甚至比方说你那个你在村落道路上走，然后看到一个陌生女你也没必要那个就合掌然后说你好啊，这样这是没必要。然后这真正需要说的话呢，就是跟这个比如说一声，说我现在正在非深入村落，然后这个根据就是需要说的话。
从用任何语言都可以吗？
那就是通知其他比库的时候，
是，
还是通知戒师？
通知其他比库和戒师的时候。
通知戒师好像是有个那个在他们这是有个巴厘语那个。
在那考拉上那个。
对。
然后那个通知其他比库。
So he's asking that while he's informing other比库that he's going to the village in the Vikala time.In that case, does he have to chant some Pali for me, or he can tell you any language?
In the language you can tell you.
Any language.
If you learn the Pali form, it's much better. Because, now for example, for the single monks, if you tell Gama Bhavesan, Gama Bhavesan, that is the most common, even singleness, between singleness they tell this word, Gama Bhavesan. Gama Bhavesan, Apu Cham, if you tell it.Even if you tell Gama Bhavesan, it is alright. You can tell Apu Cham, the whole sentence is also okay. They can understand. This is a standard formula.
Okay.
Now, for example, if we tell Namo Dasa Bhagavan, it is like a standard formula.
Yes.
Therefore, now, if you can learn this, it is, you can, even people can understand.
Okay.
Burmese, Thai, that's what Chai, I don't know Chai, but Burmese, Thai, Sri Lanka, they can understand.
他说这个虽然任何语言都可以，但是如果说你能把那个就是那个戒指牌大纲后面那个请求非深入村那个做出来背下来了，那个是最好的，因为那个就是那么香港人，你跟那种香港人一说，哪怕你九句话也念不下来，你就把非深入村这四个字儿，就是那个干嘛考卫生，你什么那个什么那后面那些都不用，就这两个词儿，所以那个是那个不是非深入没有，是入村两个字，就入村这两个字。你把理说出来，就是伽马和维森，然后他们就理解了。然后不管是新西兰人还是泰国人、缅甸人，都能理解。
那个，因为我的戒师也是比库，所以我是不是只通知戒师就可以了？
So he said that if he only informs his preceptor, if he only informs his preceptor, then he doesn't have to inform other people.
Yeah, not necessary because like you say, you can't.Every bhikkhu we meet on the road, Gama Bhavesan.
You can't, 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 you
Baoksa도 he had to go to the village. I don't know. He was entering the van. And then he saw me. And then maybe he, that moment he remembered. He remembered, I don't know how. He told me, Gama Pavesana Chan, he told me. I told him, okay, Bandhi. Maybe that moment he remembered. He has not informed other people's name, I don't know.
Okay. 他说那个他说那个他说那个那个什么他说他有特别深那个就是在帕尔路边上有一次看那个那个他在路上然后看到他爬到下头是进那个面包车然后爬到下头也看见他了然后爬到下头看见他了然后跟他说那个你把椅子他说我请求非是那个我请求非是那个我请求非是那个我请求是入村然后那个说那个也是是是是的在那个然后他说那个可能爬到下头可能是他们没有通知他就请求他
So just to check, because basically we can understand, but a little bit. So there are some interpolations in the translation. So just now we had checked. So this we just to make sure this is interpretation. It's not the original party.
就比方说你可能是那个从寺院返回寺院从比库尼入住返回比库尼入住从外道出入返回对然后那个该村有道而前往者该村落有就是这该村落道跟前面已经它的分号应该是不是一回事了
是讲另外一件事儿，对，不是，他是巴利语，里边是没有分号的，所以我再问一下。So he's asking here, this tasagamena magohoti.
看着像，如果村子里有路的话，就不用告白了。村里不都有路？
对，是吧？所以我就问。
不，这个意思就是说你的目的不是进村落，而是走他的道路，经过入村呀，非是入村，不是说非是经过村落犯贱，非是入村犯贱。
嗯，有可能是这样，看一下。
但是那个犯贱三要素里边，在非是进入村落，
对，
他没写目的啊，没说要逗留啊，你只要进就完了。
不是，他说也有道理，就是说他是比方说两个世界，两个村落之间如果有村落，
但是必须在两个村落之间。
对，
我如果去另外一个村子，然后中间经过一村子，那中间经过的村子还是要告白。
但是他如果说就是只是途经村落，是途经，对，看一下看。
关键第一个话不是已经解决了吗？他走一条道的话，就算第二个村落他不用说理。
对，
他离开这条道了，
对，
要进
村
了。
对，但是这个话他翻译的不清楚，我们
对，有可能他翻译也有问题。
八成这个文件啊，可能不是最原版的，
这就是个草稿，很明显是草稿，
不是这种的，未完成的。
其实他标了很多灰字，是他自己要以后要改的。
对，有可能。这个
红字儿。
对。
红字儿。
那他是打问号。
对。
对，打问号，这明显不是这种的。
语言让我们读到现在都不是这种的。
最终版不一定存在我们，可能最终版出来。你先说最终版消息。
我没打听过。
对。
就说那个什么，比如说我今天去那个，我昨天下午的那个，然后就说对面说明天早上明天之前我们就走，就是提前问他那个什么，
啊，
就
问你So he's asking that. So if a big group, he wants to interpret in a big car time. Is it allowed for this big group to ask for permission in the previous day? Or he must ask this permission in the same day?
Doesn't say. You have to inform somebody.
Uh-huh.
So, but it should be for the Vikala, because you want to enter the Vikala time.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning after 12, you can inform your Acharya. Also, that tomorrow morning, Monday after 12, vehicles coming for me to go to the village to collect some medicine something. And because you can't meet the Acharya too. And the following day, you can meet him the previous day.
Okay.
And inform him, no problem.
Okay.
So you can inform other monks also, because sometimes, today's, let's say Monday, and you want to travel on Tuesday after 12 o'clock. But this monk on Tuesday morning, they may be leaving. You might not find them because they are somehow. You can inform them, and then after 12 o'clock, you can depart. This I don't understand.
You don't understand the distance.
Maybe it implies that because between these monasteries,
Antararama,
there is a path through the village.
Oh, yes. We also think that.
Then I can go. There is no offense.
He 然后他是从一个村到另一个村，然后就途经这个村落道路，啊，这个村落
但是说必须是在两个寺院之间，如果是村分寺院之间是 不可以。
宗三间也不可以。但是我现在说什么什么什么什么，寺院和外道的住处是那种。
哦，那就是说他，那我明白了，那就是说这句话实际上是跟着上一句的，跟着那什么外道住处、比丘尼住处什么前往寺院之间，是在解释那个事儿。
我今天也是因为那巴里面全部是道法。
哦，全部都道法。
这道法，然后在这个地方就是。
那这个其实并没有分好。
大家还有其他问题？
Now the point between two monasteries can be from example for forest, one forest to another forest. So then, therefore, this can mean this one. One can go from monastery, forest monastery to another forest monastery. But there are no villages in between. In Vikala you can go. So, but if it is a village between, there is a, you have to go through a road through the village. Again, it's no offense.No problem, the Buddha, I was calling the Buddha. You can go even through the village, you can go to reach the next monastery, which is after the village.
Okay.
不是吧，他是你看不到北国，他那个看
没有，你意图改变了，你那是非时了呀，应该在进去之前要通知北国的。
嗯，
你帮问一下这个情况。
So he is asking that, I suppose he's going from Ramanastra, he's going from Ramanastra to the Ramanastra, but in the middle of the journey, in the middle of the journey, he changes his mind. Okay, maybe I'm going to pass by this village. So maybe I will enter this village to get there. In that case, so if there's no bhikkhus around, so where did this bhikkhu find any offense or not?
No offense, because there is no bhikkhu to inform, no.
他说是如果说你在周围看不到那个，可以通知你，没问题，这不犯。
OK.
还有三个问题。No other questions. So you can continue.
So after you can become Upasambhata, so now you go outside the Siman, because the Uddhakukkhepa Siman.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You go out of the Uddhakukkhepa Siman.
Oh, yes.
So, but, right, you are going out.
Together.
No, they are going out in the morning, early in the morning. This is not Vikala.
Yes.
But then you go take your lunch. For example, Galdo with the headquarters in the dining hall, you take your lunch. And if you depart after 12 o'clock, you have to inform
each other.
Each other and so forth. Each other, because now you are going to enter the village.
But that time there's still some there, no?
No, after the Upasambhata.
After Upasambhata.
The Upasambhata, I suppose. Not before going to the Sima, after they become Upasambhata. The ceremony finishes early in the morning, Upasambhata ceremony. So now in the morning, from the Sima, they go outside, no? They reach the village. Still it is in the morning. They are not Vikala, no problem. But after they go to take the meal in the headquarters of Galdhubi, the monastery. So after they finish the meal, if it is Vikala, they have to depart back to Navayana. For Vikala, they are newly ordained bhikkhus. So they have to inform each other that we are going now, if it is Vikala, after 12 o'clock.
But you said they are going back to Navayana from Gyaldu, or they are going from Gyaldu to the water sim. Which is the destination, the water sim or Navayana?
From Gyaldu, if they go to Navayana, that's it.They go to destination, if it is destination to Anavya.
In that case,
because, of course, no, because even then it is Antararama, it means the next monastery. Okay.
Next monastery.
Next monastery. Antararama is next monastery. It does not mean kilometers far away monasteries.
然后就是这样，有一点听大家注意，就是说这个寺院之间是指，就是说不是隔着一个寺院，就是说那个你比方说寺院之间，比方说那个假设我们说达米卡是那个是一个寺院的话，那就是说如果是罗树林， 去南明卡，如果说不需要同时参加比丘的话，那也就是说同时在南明卡之间没有相似于。但如果说是比方说你像他说的那个什么那个从龙树林去科伦坡，那这个情况还是要去。因为那不是那个四真正意义上四元年，他说四元年是两个相邻的四元年。
哦，就是说很近的，实际上是。
对，就不是不一定很近，就是说是这两个紧紧相邻的，就是说不是说你这两个。
就中间没有其他四元年，
没有其他四元年。对。然后他说，比方说你们那个比方说你们那个什么，就是说你们那个不要去总部，
到总部去就要去通知了。
你们不要总部搭上了，然后那个总部搭上，比方说你们得搭上完已经是下午。搭上完那个搭上完，然后吃完饭已经下午，然后你们下公司总部出发，回龙树林，然后这个情况下你们应该互相通知一下。
哎呦，第一个就犯忌，如果不通知提前。
哎，那这个是中间隔国寺院，这个是在哪里面？出处在哪儿？我没听见。
So he's asking about this source of your explanation of Antararama.
Antararama.
Yes.
Antararama is this, Antararama is next. Means not. You don't go from South Sri Lanka to North Sri Lanka, is what it is. Next monastery.
There's a go to Pau Monastery.
Huh?
Go to Pau Monastery.
Take aeroplane. No. No, yeah. Antararama is next monastery.
Just 相隔的邻居，你的邻居寺
院。Travel to Taiwan. Taiwan monastery.
Antararama 哦，就是说在这里面说的这个寺院这个词是 Antararama 吗？
对。
哦，那就是说不应该翻译成寺院。
How to translate it?
因为这就是寺院，他没有提到，就是说这个翻译是有问题的。
So they translate from one monastery to another monastery.
Andara doesn't mean from one to another, it is next.
Oh,
下一个，隔壁。
这差太远了。
是差太
远。
你的感觉就是说我都怕我去也不用通知了。
对，相当于
在前寺院嘛。
In between 呢？
Between?
不是，他那个 Andara 的意思。
哦，它这是之间吗？它这写的是之间。
对，是之间。
那是之间还是下隔壁？是之间还是隔壁是吧？
不是，但它这个之间是什么意思呢？就是说，怎么说呢？你知道那个在北方有个概念中友。
中友。
中友，你知道？
中医生。
对，
中医生。
然后那里边那个中友是这个什么？然后你说那个中医生他不是说你第一声和第三声之间隔第二声的整个叫中医生，而是专门指你那个第一声和第二声之间
的那个，
对，那才是中医生。所以说他这个中间还是有一定特质。
前往寺院之间不是中间是之间，
对，不是他是。
不是他那个前往寺院之间那个巴利语那个词是刚才长老说的那个词，
对对对。
那个词是不是应该翻译成隔壁寺院？
对，它
就是附近寺院。
它的翻译是下一个寺院。
下一个寺院，那我就可以理解成我下一个目的地是个寺院了。
不是，它这个下一个。
不要纠结这么多，外道住处，你去什么地方都可以，不用通知的。其实不用通知。
不是，那外道住处也，那是
不放呀，他没有说你隔壁呀、啊。隔壁
我的意思是说，是这样的。那个上一次我们那个去科伦坡啊，就是那个就是圣瓦达尔的葬礼
啊，
然后我们走之前，然后就问要不要那个告白，然后当时我忘了是谁了，答复说，对，好像是答复说，是这种情况不需要告白，因为我们去的是寺院，但是最后我们还是做了。做了是做了，但是
谁
先
做的告白？你？
不，我上本来不用，我们那个做晚课的时候，
啊，
我们前一天晚上就上课，上课的时候，然后大家就统一告白一下，然后就完事儿，因为大家都在嘛，就都告白了。但是实际上，禅师的解释是说，不告白也是可以，因为我们是去的是寺院。 但是我并不是说那个一定是对啊，我想闹明白赵老师是 next morning train，是指的是边上
这个。我理解这个中间跟不中间无所谓的，他不说外道住处也是无罪嘛？这外道住处有没有说下一个外道住处？外道住处，你到外国的外道住处去也可以不同。
不是问题，你中间之间有没有寺院的？
什么？
问题，你这个外道住处之间有没有寺院的？就是你那个。
这个外道住处
不是外道住处，
这个外道之间跟前面一个不对。
那是我去泡的。
什么？
泡不是外道住处。
泡里面也有仪式的呀。
So he's asking that.So for example, this monk is going from a monastery to a monastery of another religion. In that case, if the monastery of another religion is very far away, for example, in another country, in that case, is it allowable for this to go without the information?
Very tricky, no? It kills the whole spirit of this rule. It kills the whole spirit because now... You have to inform the Zohar, because now nobody knows in the monastery why you've been. You travel abroad, in the monastery nobody knows why you have traveled. They will search for you.
Okay.
Searching
is
good. Who is the monk who is here now? Nobody knows.
So still he has to inform.
It is common sense.
Okay.
Common sense. Actually, this truly is just to give examples.
Okay.
But it's common sense and so forth. Now, if you travel abroad, okay,
so
you don't inform anybody. Now nobody knows. Panyara disappeared. Dana Sarano. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, no. Disappeared. Nobody knows. Then they will call the police, maybe will suspect. Mm-hmm. So what happened? Maybe he was full sick. They will go and search in Yukuti.
Yes.
So then everybody trouble. Nobody knows. Then worry, the whole monks worry. Now what happened to Punyarada? That's called, because monks are responsible here. So then, Migodapati doesn't know. Nobody knows. Then, Ali Melu, you found out after 1 week, Punyarada is in China. What? He did not tell anybody. So everybody upset. If you come back, teacher tell, why you didn't tell us? Why you didn't inform? So problems.
Yes,
therefore, you have to use your common sense.
Yes,
common sense. Now this rule is just, to remind you about this occasion, the other case, Vikala Bhojana. Even the other occasion, even if you don't live in Vikala Bhojana, you want to travel far away to be absent from the monastery for several days, you have better inform.
Yes, okay? understand.
This is common sense.
Yes,
so therefore now, this rule is also like that. Okay, it is it's about Vikala, but if you have to travel far away and so forth, you don't return the same day. You have to far away. Other monks are looking. Nobody knows. You are going here for Dhanasana? No. Breakfast? No. Lunch? No. They're holding. What happened? Nobody knows. They will go and do good research. So therefore now, you have to use your common sense. If you are example, you want to travel far away. So it's better, as well, and you know that you might not return the same day. So it's better to inform. Okay?
然后他说呢，就是他那个，就是他认为你那个修外道住处那个，如果是很远的话，也是应当控制的。然后他说那个，他说如果因为如果那样的话，那个就是他说这样其实这样是提醒你一个常识，就是说如果你做这种去很远的地方，你也应该有个常识，就是说你去很远的地方，然后一天之内回不来，甚至几天之内回不来，但其他地方会找你，然后可能会一起工作。然后就是回下来你回来以后呢，你的老师一定会质问你的实相，你为什么不告诉大家？所以说呢，就是那个，所以说就不光他说那个什么，就是那个去外的，就那个去很远外道住处，确实有丢的。哪怕你有的时候你是那个，你不是在非时出发，而在正式出发，正式那个去很远地方，你可能要去几天，或者说你当天回不来，这种情况下，你应该用你常识想一想，你还是应该最好跟那个跟寺院的财主说，通知一下。
班代，我撇开这个就正常思路，我的意思就是说，去外道住处不管他多少远，我按照这条戒来说话，不通知就撇开正常的思路，
不
通知
就不犯，
不犯这条戒，因为这条戒是非时。我通知的话，我也不可能跟他说我请求非时到什么外道几天，我肯定不会这样说。我跟你说，班代，我要出。
你是正式的话，那肯定不犯；正式肯定是不犯。
对，你明白吧？我的意思不是正式。我的意思就是说，我要去几天，我不会以他说我要以非时 到哪个寺院，不以这条来说，我只不过跟他说班爹我要去哪个地方，跟他说一下大致的一个概念，而不是说我请求用这条戒说我非时干什么干什么。你明白我的意思吧？
明白你。So he's telling that I suppose he's going to another religious monastery in Vikarata. But he informed another monk previously, for example. In that case, he told the other monk, I am going to that church, let's say. I'm going to that church. But he didn't mention that I'm going to that church in Vikarata. In that case, is there any offense for this?
You need to mention the exact place you are going, the address, and then house number, and everything is
much. But
you want to tell, I'm going to the village.
But he didn't say that I'm going to have it in Vikarata. He didn't mention the Vikarata. Is that
allowed? No problem. You can tell him, I'm going for a village.
Okay,
the time is relevant. Then
okay.
He tells, okay, then for that, you can go in the morning, in the afternoon, no problem.
You
need to tell him, you can go in the morning, you can go in the afternoon, no problem. Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay.
不是每年吗？我来了两年，全都有。
是四川印度。
不是，就是四川团。
他说的是四月中旬。
四月中旬是吧？
出去像那种。
我来两年，每年都有。
去年爬山。
但不一定啊，你说大家。
反正就是说，大家集体活动全都出去。
对。
啊，就这种情况，要不要告白？
啊。So he's asking that.
实际上是这样的，我并不觉得告白麻烦。但如果这种情况不需要告白，然后别人都不告白，我去告白，然后你没上这节课吧？
So he's asking that. I suppose this the resident monks in this monastery is going on say for a pilgrimage. In that case, is it necessary for this month to inform each other? Okay, well, all of us are going outside, something.
This now officially you can do it officially, but you can unofficially now you see, not to organize for that you are going for pilgrimage. So therefore, they should have informed each other before. Otherwise, how you know
okay.
Who to join?
Okay.
已经通知了。
OK. 他说，就像这种集体活动，你是实际上等于说已经通知，不然他不可能成为集体活动。就是说你那之前的一定的名儿得找那名儿写一下，那到时候这就是已经通知了。
哦，谁不去写名字？我没写名字就是去。
对。
哦，那就算通知了。各种形式参加。
他不说手势也可以吗？
对，
是手势也可以。OK, pass. 最后一条。
So, no other questions.
Last one.
最后一条是哪一条？
八十条。
So he said the last one is 89.
No, there is another
room. 89.
Yes,
that's it. Is it there? That's what I mean. You should read it. 89.
若分巨石，应以尺量而作，必长于佛罗。佛罗手持二八手，分为一加一半，或此规定之尺量者，八十一亚子，应切之。因为切断切断也，不是佛佛罗为运布秘术，二七十，秘术又不移，因提纳于身前，不须过去四遍拉灭而过，世尊言，具入。于都的一曰：“须菩提，汝何故无皮样？四面拉天都曰：‘以为什么？’那得。此一世尊为诸比库制作制作玉的破手之物。即使世尊以是一名，只是一名说法而告诸比库曰：‘作具听取。’”原因是上听取为一佛第三者出于故，汝等当然不顺与故作句时，应依持量而作，以常为佛佛手之二八手，方为一三十万元。念念为一发生，所以规定你们过
尤其是
他是这样，你现在是
可能是
三
没有
是这自作或另作，你们一尺寸而作，你长你们一发生，此规定是这样，或此量而作不过，另不得。多不得。得者，即切断。三第二，应自百，应自百善物。作具者，只作殿。自作不成而自令，他人令作成而他人令作成者。还是多的，为他人做或另一做的，多不得，由他人做所做获得收益的，一量而做，量以下而做，得到由他人获量而做做成植物，一千万有，做散袋、树桶、木、藏人、钱。失望者，不出之犯者，不出之犯者，犯者。
Finished.
所以 ask him to continue with Gangavitra? Shall we ask him to continue?
Okay, okay. Read Gangavitra.
接着念，一会儿。
再次起，作句。与夫具相似出两后，在一边取善智张口之量，与两处切开而做成三圆，此是三公姿势之名，在十二处并取与不开始在十五无限量的可脱离之故事之力，圆一张口，这里是随之原著边缘共同制定有命运的色心作用，一量或未满量而作用，获得由他人过程超过量的，在结账后而用什么的，在做反账二以及方法的保护，其数不量的作用，一超过量的作用，二是令其而作用，或使令作后 我的气运的大师之一次。
Okay, now regarding sitting clothes.
Yes, yes.
So, this rule is about sitting clothes.
这样，
所以 now.The Buddha put measurements, how large and small children, they start for 7 o'clock, they will see sleep. So small children, so he is like that, like a small child from 7 o'clock.They put a limit, limit how large the sitting should be, so the sitting clothes. So, and we are going to explain this. No? So then,
那你
对什么
parrot 什么意思
啊
？parrot 枪你什么意思？
你会你会
走呀？
你明天晚上能不能？
老李的
通宵啊！
啊，对，但你但不是每个人都通宵，一个人只有一个小时。So this is for you. Not for others.
Yesterday I didn't go. No. Yesterday I didn't go. Today I didn't go.Well, no, a chance for me. Well, now, this is the used one, so we can take this. This is from the water.
It's not working.
这个好像有表，你考大官好像有符的，我记得。
啊，对，有符是。
对，有符的。
So, but this picture in the video notes, in the video
notes. Oh, the video notes. Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, 总共啊，表三十四。
What is the
表三十四 ？Table
thirty-four.
Above thirty-four. 画得很清楚。
So the previous page of page 34. Okay.
34.
Yes.
You see that?
那就有四边的都是不如法的，
不是你要看那个什么，你这做句什么材料？如果是那是根本就不如法材料，根本没法把做成做句，像我这种，像我这种塑料做句。
我这如果是如法的四边的就不如法，也不用决议了。他说一定要三边呀，他写上面写。
对啊。
仅允许三边喷嘛，三边有边。
对。
就是四边就不如法，就不用去说了。所以一般性，
不如法，我现在是不是不可以用
啊？
我得问一下。
不如不能用。
问一下。
Sugata Vidatis now you have to take. If you take Sugata Vidatis, do you work same? What is that? Sugata Vidati means there are six spans according to our measurements.
Okay,
six spans.See, six pence is how much?
Six pence.
他说那个中间那个灰色区域，就是那个做训练图中间的灰色区域，应该是两个扇子上上上，然后对我们这儿来说就是
六个，
对。
Yes, yes. You give me this blue.
蓝的给他。
Six fans, no?
Six. Oh.
So one. Two.
小拇指啊。
啊，对，小拇指。
不是长的。
小拇指跟中指是一样的呀。
不一样的。
你看，我的是一样的。
绝对不一样。
不是你看啊，我这儿没动啊，
嗯、
大拇指没动啊。
What is span? It is from here or from here?
你来一下，没有可以跳过。
This point to this point.
你看，我这儿顶着呢。你看我小拇指的位置，这个位置啊。
嗯。
一样的。
No. This point, this point.
Oh, not wrong. Not other feet. Just this.
This one is span. Span means here. Extended. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
This way.
Okay, understand.
According to my measurement, this is frostbite. You check according to your measurement.
嗯，像说这块蓝色的部分，然后因为它是两个是四个张。
3, 4, 5,
4 half.
Means 6 means maybe large.
Yes.
不是呀，maybe this much, no? Up to here.
Yes.
Up to here, from there, 6. This is small. Small, no problem.
Small, no problem.
Maximum 6.
Yeah.
And then, we have dasa vitanti. Then, okay. Now it is, you can add about
two.
One border.
Yeah.
The border.
Uh-huh.
Vitat means, according to Sukhata Vitat, means two spans.
Two spans. Also six.
No, only two.
Two.
Six plus two.
Yes. It's two.
Border. Border.
就两个就等于三十三左右，又要变成六个了，对吧？
Yes, 12. 6 and 2, 8. 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 6
yes, yes, yes.
That's a bit shit.
你先慢慢想看这个，就是要看材料，就是看你这个究竟是不是决议，你先听。
So then from the other side, again, you see, Tiria, Tiria means one half, no? Tiria.
宽稍微短一点。Tiria,
Tiria. Tiria, Tiria means one half. If you multiply for one half by
1.5.
Oh, no, 3. 4.5. 4.5 cubits this way.
Yes.
4.5 cubits.
Yes.
Tap, tap. 1, 2, 3, 4, and half. Okay. That half. And then if you put the border, 2, Well, six and out.
Yes.
On this side.
Yes.
This side only.
Yes.
From this side, no.
Yes.
Bottom. Okay, that's one of our according to the measurements.
If you put to a fence,
Sangya, it is pachitya.
Oh, it's only pachitya.
It's pachitya.
Okay.
It is by exceeding is pachitya.
It's not nisangya.
It's chetana. Okay. Pachitya, he falls to pachitya. Then, if any time you use it, dukkati dukkati. Not to fall into offense. Dukkati. One has to take a scissor, knives, cut.
Okay.
And then, he can reduce, and
okay.
Then he can use it.
Okay. Then no,
but the Buddha allowed, because there was a very tall and fat monk, and he allowed to extend the nisida. But you can tell this, I want to tell something else. So, but our case now, we try to make Nisidana as much as comfortable to sit for your own reason, for your own purpose. You don't need to be difficult to fold it, to carry your bag. We try to make it as small as possible so that if you sit Paryanga, your knees do not touch the ground.
Oh, good enough.
Any questions?
大家有什么问题吗？
三遍。
好。 He's asking
what are you doing in Sidhana? What are you doing in Sidhana?
You're doing Sidhana. So he's asking that. So now in the store, you can find this kind of Sidhana. Which is for it, just, I mean, here, it's like that. So he's asking that for this kind of Nisidana, is it allowable to use?
Allowable to use, no wrong, but it won't exceed the measurement. The emphasis, don't make it very large, because that was the problem.
Uh-huh.
You exceed the measurements, too large.
Uh-huh.
If you put another part here, so and it exceeds now, this is the maximum measurement to a 12 stack, the 4 stack. And you put another border here, it becomes more. Then of course, touch it. You have to cut. But if it is small, for example, here this 12 stack, and here this whole, you put another border here.
Yes.
Okay, then 7 now.
Yes.
No problem. It's not important. Oh, the commentary tells us about 3. It's called borders only. You want to have 4, but you don't exceed the measure.
It's not
a big problem.
There's a 7.
只允许三面，根据注疏，
作句仅允许三面有边见下图， 不然他不可能画这条图给我看。
我认为这个应该是这样的，我可以看看圈一下。
So could you please check the English version of the Vinaya notes? According to the commentary, the Nisidana is only allowed to a border on 3 stacks. This is what it says.
Anyway, this is, I mean now, from the rule itself, does not say anything.
Uh-huh.
This is not important part of the rule.
Uh-huh.
As called, main thing what the Buddha tried to put down is to limit how much
uh-huh.
cloth you have.
Uh-huh.
It will not look very large.
Uh-huh.
That was the main spirit of the rule.
Oh.
So whether you want to put even 2 borders, even oh. the border has been allowed later. Oh. Sometimes even if you don't put a border also, oh. I don't think it's any offense.
Oh.
According to my understanding of you.
Oh.
He said just the main thing is you exceed oh. the measurements.
Oh, okay.
If you need without border, no problem.
Oh, okay.
他说这条线仅仅超量而已，这条线是问你看一下仅仅超量而已，这条线是问你看一下仅仅超量而已。至于说你这个边呢，是完全没有边，一条边、两条边、三条边还是4条边，这都无所谓，只要你把这个超量里面。不是，但是这边的大小要跟上面画的大小一样，就不能超过它的边的大小吧？
就是你这个边一个很短的边，一个很长的边，这个很长的边已经超过这个界面上。OK，帮你问一下，我可以帮你问一下。就是说，我还有他刚才讲的那句话呀，根据注疏这句话，他是根据哪本注疏，还是说这句话完全是错的？其实我跟你说，这好像是这个东西，他那他只是整个是这句话是根据别的书抄，然后别的书根据哪个注疏，我就不知道了。我扫一份不是，他是那个一个俄罗斯笔会和一个波斯的，不是那个波黑的笔会，然后他们俩听了没有长老课，然后他们那个字迹，然后跟其他书上这只整理出来。不是，因为他那你要看他很多的这引呢，他你上罗笔会那书，然后他你上罗笔会那书没有长老，从来都不讲。
哦，那我理解，我原来以为是他们俩写的，他们俩听了戒律课。
你不是因为他是那样，你看他比方说写前面说那个什么那个七种犯，七种犯，他他他一会儿说那个这个根据注疏怎么说，然后那个太过传统怎么说，没有长老他们不会跟你讲什么太过传统怎么说，那你只有他你上罗笔会才有那个。
就说我们读的都是未完成版的，你自己去理解。
不是不是不是未完成版，就是说那个东西他写的时候就是那样，他就是他之所以因为对应文读者来说，当时为比较详细参考书就是他你上罗
According to the Vedanta, the Siddhant is only allowed, word of three sides, only allowed, it says. But the commentary does not only allow. It is a definition. It is a definition that Nisidana means, three borders, or it's called in three places. In three places, three borders. This is Nisidana. That if you make four, it is wrong. It doesn't say anything. Vinayapitika does not say anything.
Okay.
Just give the definition that means Nisidana.
Okay, I will explain to him. 他说这个是这样，他说你如果他说那个机械里行当时 说那句话，就是只归那个只允许有三条边，这一块错，他说在任何著述上都没有说只允许三条边，只那个只是像，
没有，我明白，
对，
但是我
你问的问题，我现在开始问你的问题。
我们刚刚前面讨论是他根据戒律上的尺寸画出三条边的，应该是。
So he's asking like that. No, that's it.
For this thing, yes.You can show it, it's going here,
it's here,
你长画好两张手板，宽画好一张半了，
对，
圆画好一张
半了，
对，就是这个
三张
手板。
按照这个进度
画
的话 ，overall measurement， that is all， that is all， overall measurement。
他说你那个是无所谓的，就比方说你那这玩意儿三。
总长度只要不超。
对，只要总长，只要保证总长度不超，就都可以，没问题。
OK。
Even now, this is actually the borders allowed for.The Buddha allowed later because a fat
old
man
won't exist.
Therefore now he told, okay, because if a fat you want to extend, you can extend.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't need, you don't extend, you don't need the borders.
Okay.
You can actually skip the border.
Okay.
Or you can put from one side the border, on one border, because it's called, you want to extend from one side, this
okay.
be short.
Okay.
But from the other side it is too large, then
okay.
you can skip that border.
No.
So therefore now the borders are, because your Nisidana is short, If you want to adjust another cloth, you can. The Buddha allowed. Okay, adjust.
Okay. 他的理解就是加这个圆的原因呢，就是说那个，但这个因缘是这样，就是说这个比丘他本人，但他因为他很胖，所以他原来坐具显得很小，所以说那个在不毁掉原先坐具情况下，如果说那这个人坐具就只能往上加圆了。但如果说你本来你这个坐具够用，那就没必要上加圆，或者说你觉得坐具不太够用，原因是比方说你想往这边伸腿。然后这边伸腿的时候，它那个它往右边伸腿的时候，你可能那个衣服可能碰到地面，那你就只在右边加圆就可以了，没有必要三边加圆。只要你保证你加圆之后不要超过这个总的尺寸就可以了。
坐垫的形状无所谓的。
So he's asking that is there any restrictions on the shape of this Nisidana? For example,
shape also because you can't make round stars like a star or make like a moon.These shapes are not allowed. You usually, all the ropes you have to be done like square.
Okay.
Square pieces. You don't make round or like that. Other sides.
你把那个坐垫给他看看，就是这种塔式的那个，他们很多有这种塔式坐垫。
No, this one is not square. This is what it is.
But anyway, this is just. These are not Nisidana.
This is
not Nisidana.
Because
this is not Nisidana.
Because this material
is not cloth. Nisidana should be made out of cloth.
坐具必须是用布做，这根本就不是坐具。
我说的是形状。
对，
我的意思说，
我说，他说我就是他的意思是说，那个不管是你袈裟也好，坐具也好，只允许方形、长方形。
哦。
只允许长方形，其他什么有圆形、五角星形，通通都不允许。
但是这种就可以不那个不决议，直接可以做了，直接。
So he's asking that for this kind of for this kind of material, we don't have to determine this as a
just. We already mentioned these things.
Yes, yes. 对于这种布呢，我们以前讲那个伊地如法材料的时候，我们已经讲过，就是对于这种不是布所做成这种做布呢，不需要做用做去直接用就可以。
No need. Yeah, this also.
No need.
Okay. Very easy.
哦，因为是啥
呀？
家里
的。
哦。
他
这种塑料
色
不也是一样，都是不需要
学
医，然后也。
那个，我想问一下，关于那个尼西达纳这个东西是什么东西的这个问题。 就是在那个律藏里面，当然我说的都有可能是翻译错误，我只是念一下。
嗯，
在那个律藏里解释那个作句者，作句者就是他这个作句应该是尼西达那那个词是吧？
嗯，对。
作句者指坐垫，
嗯，
就这个。啊，你等会儿啊，还有，在那个尼沃杜托的那个第一行，
嗯，
第一行他解释那个尼西达那。对，它是夫具，夫具应该指的是褥子之类的东西，是吧？就是拿那个以前张我记得讲过，就拿那个羊毛铺在地上，然后放点什么酸粥粘合剂，然后再铺羊毛，就是做成跟那个毡子一样的东西，而不是一块布。然后第二呢，就还有第三那个借那个以后就说那个下一句话，就是夫具的下一句话，在一边取一扇柱张手之量，而与两处剪开而做成三元，此是相应的作句之一。我曾经在帕奥啊，看见过一块座布，它的座布是一个方形座布，在这个地方，从这个地方剪开了。
你的意思就是说呢，它这样剪开是因为它根据这句话是吧？
对。然后我还有一个意思，就是说，就是说按马森罗尊者的解释，这个叫坐布，不叫坐具，这个叫 sitting cloth， 不叫尼西达纳，所以不能按尼西达纳的那个计算。
那个
我现在做的
啊，对，
这个叫 sitting cloth。
这边也叫 sitting cloth，
但是马森罗尊者说 sitting cloth 不是尼西达纳。
对，我张老师也这么说，这不是坐具，张老师
跟我说我做的这个，
你做的
是坐布。这是布，这不是塑料的
啊，这不是塑料的。
对，满身尊者都
这真的不是塑料
的，真的是布
啊，
真的是棉布，真的是布、
啊。
但是有可能要少量或少量，确实是
啊。
但满身尊者解释，你用一张纯棉布
啊，
就做成我做的这样
啊，
是不是你的？因为他没做成这个样子。
哼、
他满身尊者就是说，他并没有画成这个样子，他的原话是说。这个的形制不是尼西达纳的形制，
形制是不是就必须说的这是这讲一个再讲一个才叫尼西达纳的形制是吗？
他没说剪，我今儿才知道，因为我今天在看的时候，完全真的并没有说怎么样的形制才是，但是他说这个形制不是，这只是一块布而已，就是 city cloth 是布，并不是尼西达纳，就是这个观点。
那是什么？那他有没有定义什么叫尼西达纳？
没有。但是我在帕奥曾经见过这个，然后我又跟
他竟然说这个是尼西达纳，
他没说
okay.
但是我只是想知道，就是说这句话是什么意思啊，然后跟我在帕奥看的这个东西是不是相等的。
可以去看吗？
所以呢我去看不是的，他是维内佩特克。Okay, so he's asking, what is sadasa?
Sadasa, yes. Sadasan. Sadasan means it is with borders, okay?
With borders.
Borders. This is how the commander tells.
Uh-huh.
And the commander tells us called Sinan Sadasan Buddha, and it says about three cornices like that. Okay.
Sadasa, can you explain what is the definition of this?
Dasa means... It is a border. Dasa, it means the border.
Okay.
Sadasa means which is with a border.
So, okay.
It is with a border. Together. Saha, dasan. Saha, dasan, sadasan.
Okay. Saha, dasan, sadasan. Okay. Saha, dasan, sadasan. But this dasa means 10, no? Oh, it's not 10, okay.
Dasa means... Not 10.
Not 10, okay.
Dasa it is feminine.
Ah, feminine. Okay.
Feminine is called... who means border.
Okay. Sorry. With the border. The translation seems to be very wrong. Tiriyandiyadam. Dasa vidati tamstam. So could you translate this sentence? Dasa vidati.
Dasa means one, the border, one span.
Border is one span.
Span, one.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay. Understood. Okay, okay. 他说这个作者是那个这不对，肯定翻译错。然后我再问一个确认一下。 So he's asking that just now you mentioned that this nisida is allowable even without this edge. It is allowable.
So I'm telling you because actually you can because now the you can see the pachitya falls. The pachitya occurs if it exceeds the measurements.
Okay.
Exceeds the measurements.
Okay.
Okay. So then, but if, for example, you don't put border, you don't put border, okay, and still you don't exceed the measurements, you don't fall into any pachitya, according to this rule.
Okay. But are you using nisidana?
This is definition. Sadasana means with a border. Nisidana together with the border.
Okay.
It's a sitting cloth together with the border.
Okay.
This is definition. Okay, but according to the rule,
Okay.
If it is with a border, you exceed the measurements, it is nisagipati.
Okay.
If it is without border, you exceed the measurements, you can pachiti.
Okay.
So therefore now, some clever monks, what they're doing, for example, they don't put border, they don't put border, but they put 13 spans without border. Therefore, no pachiti.
不弄笔，对，他就是有些聪明笔，困难，他就不做笔，然后但是这样，这做不做很难弄，十三张手拿着看，然后你的问题我先写了，你那句话原话就是这一句话，就是那个做句者只做下这句话，原话我整个给你写。
萨达桑，他说呢，所谓的坐具，就称为坐具这个东西，这个你看啊。 它分为两个，它是指这个边缘的意思，就是这个原那个在那里边也有，就是那个圆一张手，就是那个不能分分支那个指定学说那个就是那个宽为二只手圆一张手，那个圆就是这个词，然后这个萨它是那个萨哈的意思，它是和，然后它是。
然后他是最后这个词是怎么说呢？就是那个理解为。所以说就是说这个地方张小姐说这个坐具这个地方对坐具这个词理解，应该包括圆。就是说如果它有圆的话，那应该包括圆，也就是说你后面那个这个算作一尺寸的时候，如果它有圆的话，应该包括圆。
就是那句话应该翻为坐具应该包括圆，对，就是说坐具的意思是包括圆的这个坐具，哦，对，没有圆的就不算坐具，不是，你没有圆也可以，但如果有圆的话，应该有圆包括在里面，有圆的话你要有圆包括在里面，这个意思。
圆也是包含在坐具之内的一个部分，应该是这个这么理解。就是说，我他是这我认为我就最直白的翻译，就是所谓的那个坐具，应理解成和圆在一起。哦，
就是说你如果有圆的话，你把这个圆这部分也包括，包括我得认定坐具也包括圆，
而不是仅仅是那芯儿。
对，
哦，
对，就这个意思。
Okay, so next question, in concurrent. Yes, he understood, I think, because this is very detailed explanation. I explained everything.
But we told him now, you see,
You told the other way, because now, for example, Bhikkhu.
This is what you mean. I told that in the very beginning.
Then I told that.
不是，他是这么理解，他如果是这样理解，他说理解就是做点，然后因为这是有缘，东西就是做点，做点就是有缘，这样还有。但我理解做点，做点这个，这个是吧？对。OK。嗯，so we see. In conclusion, so he wants to ask in the very beginning. So he's asking that before you explain the word santata, no?
Santata, sorry. It should be done like santata, yes.
Santata.
Santata is a rule.
Yes. So he's asking that here this santata, is it the same santata as you explained before?
Yes, it is. But it is santata sadisa. Uh-huh. It should be spread. Like sandata, sadhisan, it is like a, similar, but it's not exactly.
Okay.
So you put the cloth down.
Okay.
And like sandata, no, the Buddha allowed for sandata also to have borders.
Yes.
So a similar way, only the sandata is not cloth.
Okay.
It's other material.
Okay.
So nisidana is cloth material.
Okay.
But the similarity is that they have to be cut almost.
Okay. The same. Okay. 他说那个这个地方是那个与夫具相似的形式复展后。然后那个夫具还是以前的夫具，没错，你说的夫具还是以前那个夫具。对，然后他说，但是那个不是说这个坐具本身，你可以就是你看巴黎就非常明显，它就是它其实是这个与夫具相似，它是修饰后面那个过去分子绝对式，就是夫复展后是这个词，它是指明面修饰那个复展后的，不是说是那个这东西本身和坐具相似。
对，桑达达在那limits，桑达达在那limits，但现在也不limits。但是对对夫妓本身来说，那个尺寸是没有限制，但是只是对坐具来说，那个尺寸是有限制的。他只是想表达把这个，他俩复展的方式是相似的。把它铺开了以后，
对，铺开之后，对，铺开之后再怎么样？OK，下一个问题。OK，ante Katahiti dasahi utas parikarasitanamam. So then he's asking that before when he was in a talk, he has seen something like this. So this is a piece of cloth, and they cut it here, and make a cloth like that. So we suspect that this kind of practice. It's originated from the explanation here.
Bauk?
Yes.
Is Bauk, they do like that?
Yes.
Cut. What is the meaning of cutting like that? This Utanesu Palitva means now, because now, if it is, you can give him a cloth like that.
Yes, of course.
Cloth.
这不是裤子，他要你不你的裤子。这个，this one is a real cloth.
Okay, this is cloth. Okay.
Yes.
Now, here, for example, this is already stitched.
Yes, stitched.
If you want to attach another cloth, you have to split this, to open it.
Okay.
This palitar means to open it.
Okay.
You know to attach another cloth, no?
Yes.
This is what the commandment is, not to cut it from here. You have to actually disjoint, otherwise, that's called, they will be overlapping. No?
Yes.
So you usually cut it from here and join them together.
Okay.
So, and then put them, then it looks like, it looks like that. You have to join them.
Okay.
This is what it means.
But
it is not there.
But the problem is that according to our explanation, then this Nissan has to be cut, but. Three times, if you want to make the three edges. No, if you want to make the three edges, you have to cut here also. But here it says,
Dvisutanesu.
Yes, this is
it. Tihita sahi, yutase,
Parikara is a different word.
Yes.
So you want to cut from these two corners or something?
Then four sentences in the middle, then each side one.
That's only three corners. That's about three, no?
Yeah.
But I don't know. But whatever the case is, but this, what this power comes from? What is it?
It doesn't serve anything. Just follow the commentary explanation.
It does not. That don't make sense to cut decision like that. For what?
But
what is the practical use of this meditation?
Okay. But then, what is the meaning here?
Samadhi, I think it says the same.
Okay.
That's copy is not decision. Santata sadhisana kashmi ande sukata vitati vitati mani kashmi ande sukata vitati vitati mati patesi tashi tsuji
tsuji
tashi tsuji tsuji tashi
tsuji tsuji
冒号，这边这些东西都在解释作句，对吧？后面东西全都是作句的解释，没有别的解释。哦，所以相应的物品就是。This is my friend or you? I think it's my friend because I just lost him.
根本，但是按照他的意思，只要超过量，只要是合法的，合法的车辆超过这个十二张的，
超过量的是什么？超过量的什么？
合法的那个，超过量的做句，对吧？假如说这根本不是作句，比如说这一整斤，你就不是整斤不是用这条件了，
对，
哦，
但你没决议呀，
不是，你不决议的都跟这条件没关系，什么叫决议就？
不管决议不决议。
如果按照这句话的中文理解，我做成自由了，它根本就不是作句，我也不能决议它的作用，不能决议，
对，
不能决议也就不是用它这个来做出来，
是，
按说做它做出来，
是，
他不说了吗？你决议以后，就跟这条街有关了，你不决议随便你做，你做一个地摊，没关系，对，但是马新德尊者的意思是说，你不能决议，你不能把这个决议成西达巴。
因为这根本就不是你其他的形制，就是一块布没割截，你不能举成上衣一样的道理。
就是说，他那个三边画出来，这个根据著书，它不是瞎写的，
也不瞎画的，对，
就很简单的，这样的东西才算作句，而且不是这样的，你不能举。
对，我前面就是这个意思，但它不是这个意思，它不要超过量就可以了。
但是根据这个是三元的。
这个地方你要明白它为什么要做这个布置，这个就是加了个圆，你要加圆，就是说你本身你做布本身没有圆，然后你先往加圆。
加圆做不加。
加圆，但是你的加圆是什么？你注意有个问题，就是你这个布啊，它本身也是有一个圆的，它本身也是缝合了，对不对？缝这个布一样，缝住了，对不对？就是一般来说你不管什么做布，它这个布一般来说它不是它这地方都给你缝住，你在上一样。
但是没有缝住，我这是做好了才缝住，我没做的是不缝的。
他意思就是就是包边为了不起毛茬。对，它就像我们那个在上面有这个东西。
啊，是
一样的，就是说你这东西它是有缝住，然后比方说你现在要再往进行一步，再加个圆的话。
就是说我要想加圆的话，
对，如果你
需要怎么办？
对对，如
果需要加圆的话应该怎么办？
对，你想加圆应该怎么办？你如果说你不做解释，直接往那个把圆这样缝上去的话，这地方会出现一个重叠。所以说你现在要做第一件事情，就是把这个你本有的这个圆给拆了。拆的话，你要用减的最少的方式，就是他画的这种方式。你不是要加三个圆吗？
是。
这个角减一点。啊？假设你要加三个圆。
我要加四个圆，我不是台长，我的意思是说。
不是。
我的意思是说什么呀？这句话，如果长老说这句话是翻译错误，
他没翻译错，他没说。
假如说没翻译错的话，而做成三元，此是相应的，就是说，他的意思是说，你做成两元或者做成四元，你是不相应的。
先不是你，我那个，这个问题放一下，我先告诉你，他为什么说是假如做成三元什么意思？就是说，假如说最多你要加三个元的话，
是。
那你最少需要减两个地方，
是
就是减这个地方，减这个地方，就是这样才能把东西拆开。
是。
拆开之后呢，然后你这边可以加一个元，这边可以加一个元。这边也可以加一个，然后相应这个词到底什么意思？我们再来看一下。
啊，我
对
他。Now, for example, you have to. This is Nisidana. This is internal part. Okay.、
Mm.
You want to join now the borders.、
Mm.
Okay.、Mm. In order to join the borders, it says that, for example.、
Then,
you can join it just like that. Then it has to be joined here.
Okay.
Cut here. Okay. And then, then you can put cut this one like that. Okay. And then you can join.So then you cut this, from this corner you cut, okay? And you cut this. Cut this.
就是他说的那个加三角边的方式。
And then you can join them together.
对。
These are the two places you cut. And join them together.
对。切的是两个，然后不是。
This is how you attach it.
然后这就是怎么把圆加上圆，再加到原来那个桌布上去。
我切哪儿啊？我没明白切哪儿。
He's asking that.
就切什么位置
？To cut here. Okay, now this should be like that, isn't it? This will come actually like that. If you join them, now you put this, this will be like that. Therefore, now these two cuttings will be all over the paper. Here you have no cuttings.
对，他说就是说在上面，你不是要加三个圆，就是在上面这个圆，就是侧面这两个圆就交界处，这一边，这一边。
斜角，斜角。
对。
You see, these are the cuttings. The edges. The commentary is called twisutanesu. As for in two places, have to cut. Now, from this patch, this is a strip, no? You cut it one place.
Yeah,
you cut from this side
and
this side. So
therefore
you enjoy them
together. So this cut is on the edge, it's not on the
edge. It's on the edge.
On the edge.
After that, you stitch this, this go placing. If you want to attach, this is, let's say, this is number one, this is number two, this is number three.
Okay.
You want to attach now?
Okay.
Now this becomes number one.
Number two.
This will become number two, and this becomes number three.
Okay.
You want to attach.
Okay.
So before attaching, you have to cut.
Okay.
Then if you attach, you attach here, number one, and this is a cutting, okay, one cut.
Twice.
And you attach number two, and this is one, and then this another number three, you see.
他说切好像是那个圆上面切，他说那个圆，和这个圆切。然后就站出去了，原先的桌布
拼到一起。
对，
这个不是原先的桌布切，它是切新的布。
对，
拼上去。
切新的布。
不然你切原来的怎么切啊？
对。
等会儿啊，在一边取一扇子张手之量， 耳语两处损开。
对，
就是说在某一个东西在某一个东西的一边，然后取一个善智张手之量，耳语两处剪开。这跟长老说的这个
其实不一样，他其实是说在一块就没有边的情况下剪两刀，这就变成有三身边
刚刚一点，
这里缝一下，这里缝一下，就变成三边，这里缝一下，这里缝一下，他这个意思。如果按照长老这样的意思的话，拼这叫拼接，不叫不要告诉我剪裁。
One corner, now you see, one corner, you cut.
So you can do two.
One corner.
Okay.
Shukadiva, one corner, 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 one
corner,
one corner, one corner, one corner, one corner, one corner,
one corner, one corner, one corner, one corner,
one corner, one
corner,然后再翻过来
cutting 后面是吧？ This is the cutting.
So before the cutting, so before the cutting, these three parts are what is the
cutting?
No, they are not separate pieces because the borders are
okay.
These are square pieces.
Okay,
okay. Okay, square. We have the square.
Okay.
So then these are all square.
Okay.
After join them, we have to cut.
像你法二不同，像我这样的，我这样的像断，才两根线就叫做三元了，不是叫三元，它既割截了才叫三元。
那那这条，
那不是那条
线，
长了一点，然后就
穿过了，
对，
穿过它再来原来的。
One end，
对，
那这条，这条是横的。这条线，我听懂了，
不是割石，它是这个已经算割截一块，这里跟割石一块，这里跟割
石一块，这儿来了两
个，
然后就是咔咔两刀，然后再把这儿缝上，就完
了。
这里缝上以后对吧？这里
专面是
要不要割截？要不要裁？
不是裁，直接缝上去。它的割截的目的是把这三条边变成三元。
You can use the
same
root. It is connected, joint. I mean, you also from the same root.
Yoga, yuta, yujati,
yujati, yujati. 你们平时说瑜伽那个词，然后你瑜伽那个词，你们有时候也把翻译成相应的，你们练瑜伽。不是瑜伽这个词，它本身有意思，它不是说那个什么，然后那个然后
修行的意思吗？
不是，修行它这不是它的本意，它这两个词就是瑜伽是一个名词，然后这个词是它的过去分词，都是这个动词来的。这个动词的意思是结合的意思，它实际上是比方说那个牛轭结合在一起。然后瑜伽的那个相应，瑜伽那个所谓的相应，实际上是你的内在和外在某种力量结合，这叫所谓的相应。
哦，相应。
然后这个地方这个瑜伽它取的是它本意的结合，而不是隐身意的相应。
哦，结合就是缝在一起的意思。
这个地方是结合，这个地方是结合。
哦，
不是相应的意思。
哦。
对，然后那这如果这个词的话，然后他说那个，你看他说那个，就是然后这个点在第七，我之前在巴黎也说，然后他那个，然后这个地方所谓的作序，他就是那个首先是，像作序一样的把它展开之后，然后呢，在一那个一一一一
在每边的一个角落，不是一边，一边和每边是其实没什么差别，完全不同啊，在一边的一个角落，不是一边，一边就是指一条边，每边就是指四条边，
不是，因为巴黎语这个伊这个词，它有每一的意思。
有每一边啊，那应该翻译成每一边。对，但可能理解不，他就不那么翻译。他如果他不是这么理解，他可能就不那么。那就是说，应该是怎么理解？应该是。但是这样理解，他在在在在美边，就是这美边是指你要记下一个二三三三个边。是。那这样就完，这个地方这个边就是三边的每一边。哦。然后呢？取一个上升上手质量。
不是，您这个一二三是指三块布，我
三块布，
这三块布加上去的那个，
对。
那在那个一边，在一边在谁的一边？是在原来那块布的一边。
在心部，心部。
心部是一个什么情况呢？
本来是个长方形，我这个地方我应该先给你解释，就是这三块心部，这三块心部都是长方形吗？
哦，都是一个，就是三块布。
对，
三块长方形的布。
对。
哦，OK。 然后它是这样，在一角，它实际上说是在一角，它不是一边，是一角。它这个词是那个
角，对，极端的意思，就是说那个最边上这个，最边上就是最边上这个，而不是一个侧边，你知道吗？它是指那个不是这条边，而是最边的长条布的顶头。边际，我是这个词，这个词原来是边际，而不是侧边的意思，你知道吗？
这个词边际的意思，然后呢，然后在这个，然后那个徐先生这样，徐先生这样，徐先生这样后，与两处隔绝，然后那个张姐是这两处，就是这一处和这一处。
等，
不是指心的部嘛？刚才说的都是心的部嘛？
对。
与在心的部上与两处隔绝。
对。
也就是说在。
这块布上有两处，不是，它是它是它这两处是那个它是就是说，因为你这个布是那个就是平衡到一起了。原来的布是心儿是吧？对，原来的布没有这个，只有这里面。对对对。然后呢？然后他说了两处呢，他说这两处是指这两处是指就是那个这个地方，这个地方上上上上上这个要四下，然后四下，但是四下是两处，为什么四下是两处呢？这一下这一下合并起来是一处。
这一下是一下，两处，明白了。两处情况，在一边就是说，在这个新的部的一角，对，然后取一个上升张口质量，就是一个上升张口质量，
对。
然后与两处减开，
对，
两处就是，两处是哪两处呢？
这两处，
就是这像是四四，
你这你减了四下，这样是两处，这两处占两下，一处占两下，一处，明白了？
哦。
在这个地方减开与两处减开，对，与两处减开，两处减开。然后呢，然后那个，使三边那个结合，我看中中分，而做成三元，它这个做成三元，它用双足，它直接这样翻译，它是三元。
这个，他这个地方，你说这翻译，这有一点和这和他解释不一样，就是说，他把这个相应的修饰的资讯，而他张老这个解释，他把这个相应的这个那个裂和结合，然后做成结合的三元，此事兹具之名。那此事兹具之名的意思就是说。
只有做成这个样子，才能称作。对，我们是这个意思。此事之句，就是这个样子的才叫做伊斯兰，对吧？应该是这个概念。知名就是叫做伊斯兰。对。就是说，只有这个样子才叫做伊斯兰。我可以问清一下。So he's telling that. So he's telling that. So only after you have done like this, then it's only called parikama. Is it meaning like that? So his idea is that this word parikara is defined like this.
Yeah. Parikara means now. Parikara means nisidana is parikara.
Mm-hmm.
Any other items we could use is parikara.
Yes.
So therefore now, but it tries to define now, like in the Vinayapitaka,
mm-hmm.
wants to say what nisidana is. Mm-hmm. It should be with borders.
Mm-hmm.
Santasan,
uh-huh.
together Santasan.
Uh-huh.
Now the commentary tells that this actually Nisidana is a parikara,
uh-huh.
parikara itself, bhikkhu
yes.
parikara.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where, for example, other parikara, uh-huh. even as called three drops are the parikara,
mm-hmm.
they have atta parikara, atta mm-hmm. parikara,
mm-hmm.
eight requisites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Nisidana is not included in the eight requisites, but later requisites. Mm-hmm. They are requisites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, therefore now this Nisidana is a parikara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it should be with borders.
Mm.
The comment tells how to do the borders.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's called how to split, to cut it from this side and so forth, then join the borders, and then this kind of parikara you can use it.
Yes.
It's kind of the definition of nisidana.
Yes, yes. Then he said that if this is the definition of nisidana, then if a nisidana has no border at all, it's not in nisidana.
This I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
If you take the other way around,
uh-huh.
okay? So then, some monks, okay, they will tell.
Okay,
now the Buddha allowed this nisidana, borders, how many birds pass?
Uh-huh.
I will take it 30, 40.
No, no, no.
This is unlimited. Without borders, without borders, make it 40.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, now he doesn't want to consider that.
No, no, it's not enough for him. See, what he means is that if you make nisidana without borders, it cannot be defined as nisidana. Because according to this, the definition of nisidana requires you must have a border or something like that.
Yes. To fall into offense.
Uh-huh.
To fall into offense.
Uh-huh. Now,
if you use, for example, cloth,
uh-huh.
as well, although it is, as well,
let me see. I mean, this question is not about offense. He's not discussing about offense.
I mean, the definition is that.
Yes, okay, yes, yes.
I understand it.
Yes, it's
not a question about definition. The definition is when the offense takes place.
No, but his question is not about when the offense takes place. He's only asking that if sitting cross is not this kind of design, then it cannot be determined as nisidana. This is his question.
然后我还有第二个疑，就是说这句话是不是想表达，就是说。你西达纳必须做成这个样子，就像
我知道，我现在正在问这个问题。So he's telling that is it true that if you wanted to determine this piece of cross as your Nisida, then it must be this kind of design. It must be three borders for each border. You must have this kind of measurement. This is the question.
Okay, do it like that. All right.
Uh-huh.
You can do it like that. But I mean now, if for example another one.
Okay.
So he doesn't put borders.
Uh-huh.
He determines this as well. He uses nisidana.
Uh-huh.
For that, he determines it or not.
Uh-huh.
He uses nisidana.
Uh-huh.
He does not use it for bitches. He uses just sitopo. Okay?
Okay.
He does not put water. He may not determine it.
Okay.
Okay? Because actually, as well, not determined. So then, in that case now, if he exists, for example, touch,
uh-huh.
as well, he does not find bachita.
If he made a cloth, he will find bachita.
Yes, it is actually, it is exceeding. It matters.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm telling you from the point of view of Pachitya,
okay.
whether you put a border or don't put a border, you use it as nisidana, whether you determine or not, it exceeds the measure in Pachitya.
Yes,
this is what I'm telling you.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is not that I refuse to accept the definition of what nisidana is.
Oh, okay.
But there are some monks who will take loopholes.
Okay.
Now, these monks, how do you deal with these monks? They will tell, you don't find Pachitya. You can take any measurement and you can.
Okay.
Any clothes like to sit upon.
Okay.
They will come for example worship us. Okay?
Okay.
They will make the senior man vandana.
Okay.
And then the senior man looks. This cloth has no borders.
Okay.
But it's quite large.
Mm.
And ask him why you use this cloth. This cloth.
Mm.
Oh, Bandi, I am living in this city, sitting here.
Okay.
So therefore, and the senior man measures. Look, this exists first time. Okay. It is 30, 40.
Okay.
So therefore, how do you deal with this man? He will tell you, boy, I can use, no problem, we can make 15 spans, no problem.
So you have the determinants.
Yes, because according to this definition, as well, what Pachitya includes, he falls to Pachitya because he wants to use some cloth and so forth as a sitting, although it is not appropriate.
Okay.
If he uses it,
exceeds the measurement, it is by 2.16.
啊，然后呢，说他说你可以把这当那个，就是说你可以那个可以过去的定义。但是另外一方面，他就强调是，他说那个，就哪怕你们有些应用程序，你用的只是像你说那种做步，你用的只是像你说那种做步，但是你这个做步是你用的是步做的，不是这种皮做或者塑料做的。
啊，是。
嗯，但是那你没把这个做，你只是帮做步来做。但是你这个做步，它那个难不管是那个有那个油电没电，那个烧的是12.75。
啊，对。
然后你那个，然后你这一样很麻烦。
哦，明白了。
对。
明白了，
因为虽然你没有把它决议为那个你现在，但是你是把它都当成那个东西来用，
当成那个东西来用的。
对
啊，那我最后一个问题就是说，我现在做的这个东西
啊，
就目前这种状态
啊，
我能不能把它决议为尼西达呢？
我是那，但是刚，so he's asking that so now for this very piece of cross。Is it allowable for him to determine this piece of cross as his
whether it's allowed or not? Okay, we see according to this rule. I mean, now it should be actually the measurements. Okay.
Okay.
So, because you have to know understand the spirit of the rule.
Okay.
Understand the spirit of the rule. They would have put right to put measurements how much cloth monks should use. For sitting upon. For bedsheet, there is no limit. But for this sitting cloth, if you use a cloth like that for sitting, it is very large, like that. So then everyone will say, why do you use this for sitting cloth? So everyone will wonder. Now, the spirit of the rule is to put a measurement to stop you using a big cloth for sitting. Whether you determine or not, the monks are not going to ask you. Lay people are not going to ask you, did you determine or not? But they see they've exceeded the measurement. So then, for the other monks, know whether you have determined it or not determined it. If you exceed the measurements, it looks very odd. And the other monks will criticize you. Why are you using a big cloth? Why you want to show? Can you not reduce this cloth and so on? Therefore, now, according to the spirit of this rule, is this to reduce the length of the cloth.
Okay.
So therefore now, in that case now, whether you have to determine this decision or not, if you may, you use it, something, cloth is a decision, a sitting cloth. Okay. So according to this rule, you have to cut it. It's called pachita, you have to cut it. So this is, I'm telling you, you have to understand the spirit of the rule. Not only whether you want to determine or not, not only determination or not.
我听懂了。就是不管怎么样，只要过大的，你都得给他缴了。
对对对，然后他是没回答你，你
要
再问。
我不问了。
好。Because your dinner you see, otherwise you say, oh, I do not put water, I do not put water. Therefore, I can extend as much as I like. So this is why actually some monks they take loopholes.
Okay.
Understand? You should tell. You see? Understand?
I understand. Not so big. So if so big is not suitable. It's very big, not suitable. But I understand. But only one. If I become Ubuwa Samana Bhikkhu, I will determine all of my clothes, all of my different clothes. I must determine this is Jiulang, this is Badikalang Zhuolo. But this one, when I become a monk,
you can't determine because this is, you can't determine this. It is not borders. No, there are no borders. Okay, no borders. You have to put borders according to this design. This is design.
Design.
This is design.
Yes.
So therefore, and you have to. If you don't measure, exceed the measurements, no problem. Exceed according to this rule, no problem. If you don't exceed.
Yes.
12 spans. Don't exceed, no problem. You can determine if you like. But I'm telling you, some monks.
Very big.
No. Okay. I'm telling you, some monks, clever monks.
Yes.
Clever monks. If I don't put border,
yes.
then I can make big.
Yes.
So that's why maybe it's not easy.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, this, according to this clever monks,
these clever monks,
they have to be did with this rule.
Yes.
Whether you put border or not, if you exceed the measurements, then you have to be dealing with his load.
Yes,
but yes,
yes.
You have to cut.
No problem. I understand. 那个刚才张老师说是我这个根本就不用决议，不就不需要决议成那个密西达纳，是吧？
对对，完了他我
因为
他
是设计是
不能，他说不能，
不能，
对他说是不能
抗拒，
对不能。那是他身上的就和你说是一样的。
然后他刚才说的不能原因是那个 design 是不一样的。
对，对，那就和你说是一样的，就是等于说你问题还是在哪
？OK，
就一定要三月。
就如果学，如果你真要把它内决议的话，你非要，因为你可以不决议，但是如果你非要决议，你就
三月。
你要想决议成你去达纳的话，你就得做成那样。
对对对，
那就跟马英的尊者说的一样的，其实。
对。
其实这个概念一样。所以你现在做的东西都不做的。
所以那个戒律头，他刚才那句话是对的。
对啊，做出就说三月一定要是整三个月。
哦。
So, day after tomorrow, we're going to use Patides in it.
Yes, I'll finish.
Okay.
But this is the after tomorrow. tomorrow holiday in the city. Tomorrow holiday. Happy day.
Later he wants to explain to you why he's always lethargic.
Why?
Why he's always lethargic.
He wants to explain?
Yes, yes.
Okay, please, please, come. After you finish,
okay, okay.
You go. You go. You go.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
但
你可以做少的，但是你
能
有三
亿。我的意思是说，会有人做一个就超人。
以前的攀比能力，他就不怕你攀呀。把桌布摊了很大，别人都不能做，你一个人做了这么大的位置，他就说限制你。
这倒是。
好，这就是要限制你的。
我挖一摊，我就占三块地。
啊。
倒不是说真的需要。
啊，
对对对对。
这张就是过来，有点事儿跟你说。
So now, complaining. For one month. Complaining, see you, seeing you.
Seeing
your poster, poster for the Vandana, the Vandana for the new scene. Second floor, second floor.
三楼，现在三楼，他说二楼是三楼，就是你去那边，你睡觉那边。
You slept.You sometimes sleep there?
Yes.
Sometimes sleep. One month, so you to wear only a towel. Towel and sleep. So the complaint is, because it's public place.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So monk should not wear towels, you look like lay people, lay men. So better to wear underwear.Complaining. There is a public place. You put in a board. Private place, no board. But there is a public place.
When?
Hito.
When complain these things?
Some days ago.
Yes, I changed this situation maybe 4 days ago.
Change?
Yes, I ended this. Ended this.Change? No, of course, 4 days ago change. No. Somebody asked me, maybe we should take the end to sleeping. So I go, I think maybe, so I changed. No, 4 days ago change. You know, sometimes I just take the one, and maybe sometimes in dreams,it's dirty, I can't wear, so I touch it. When do you understand?
You can, if you put underneath, no problem, and under the basket, you can put on the top.
Yes, I understand. I'm afraid it's touch and, tomorrow I can't wear anything. I need to wash. Because he said, often I came to make this act. Sometimes I watch the in the midnight. So I think, oh, it's good. Take another things.
Okay, I will get you a drink today, maybe after tomorrow. I will get you a drink. How to overcome the problem?
I have a solution. I take another old and old, and I change. But the yellow one change, and this new one put halfway dirty. I wash this old one and change new one. It's no problem.
Like I can tell you very easy.
Okay, easy
trick.
Okay, tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I understand. Sadhu.
Yeah.